Welcome to Gonkcast, a long-form discussion podcast about the music of English electronic duo Autechre, album by album, EP by EP. I'm Gabe.
I'm Dan.
And this is a bonus episode for paid subscribers on a topic chosen by those same subscribers, the brand spanking new 10 Tricks Point Never album, Tranquilizer.
And if you're listening to the free preview right now and want to hear the whole thing, head over to patreon.com/gonkcast. $5 a month gets you access to every one of our bi-weekly bonus episodes on Autechre adjacent music, plus the opportunity to vote on which album we'll cover next.
And don't forget that our next main episode, free for everyone, will be on set C of Autechre's 2022 project. Start sending us your thoughts so we can discuss them on the show. Gonkcastpod@gmail.com. Should we get into the episode?
Yeah.
So Tranquilizer, which came out on November 21st, 2025, just 2 weeks ago, the time of this recording, is the 11th studio album by 10 Tricks Point Never, primary alias of American producer Daniel Lopatin. And like several OPN projects, this one has a pretty interesting backstory. Some years ago, Lopatin bookmarked a giant internet archive collection of sample packs from the 90s and early 2000s for future use. But then in 2021, he noticed they had all disappeared thanks to a lame-ass DMCA takedown. As so often happens in these cases, heroic users took it upon themselves to make these sounds accessible again, but the scare gave Lopatin an idea for his next album. Quote, "It occurred to me that even that, the disappearing and resurfacing, was something I wanted to capture," he said. "I wanted to capture the emotional register of an era where everything is archived but perpetually slipping away." By the way, Resident Advisor's review for this album links to a cool YouTube video demonstrating how these sample libraries work. I've linked it in the show notes, so be sure to check it out.
The process is remarkably similar to one Lopatin used on his 2011 breakout, Replica, which sampled 80s and 90s advertisements. And Tranquilizer has received favorable comparisons to that classic and glowing reviews pretty much across the board. For example, AllMusic gave it a 4.5 out of 5 stars and called it Replica's soulmate, as well as a back-to-basics record with Lopatin's loveliest melodies in some time. Pitchfork gave it an 8.6 best new music, as well as rated it the 30th best record of 2025. Resident Advisor named it an RA Recommends, and it's currently one of the highest rated albums of the year on Rate Your Music. Interestingly, The Wire went against the grain here, complaining that the album seems governed by the temporal logic of its samples, as if Lopatin were intent on preserving their integrity rather than reshaping them. The emotional resonance that usually grounds Lopatin's work feels somewhat displaced by this formal precision.
Yeah, so before we dive into it, I feel like maybe we've talked about this in a roundabout way, but never directly. What is like your previous relationship with 10 Tricks Point Never? How do you feel about his work?
I've never been like a huge fan, you know. Of course, Replicas, what's the R+7 or yeah, whatever the name of that one is. You know, those two big records, of course, Chuck Person, Echo Jams, Volume 1, familiar with. I've always sort of not been that hot on him. I think he's like decent enough, but a little boring.
Yeah, I've never been 100% sold by him, but he's one of those artists that every, you know, couple years I give it another go. Like, yeah, you know, and I always enjoy it while I'm listening, but then I don't really stick around with it. It's funny,
same,
actually, though, because
same.
Some of my feelings, I think, were almost perfectly captured by listener Joe, who wrote in with kind of a long comment here, but I want to read it because I kind of thought like I was the only one who sort of felt this, but he kind of expressed how I feel at the same time. So Joe writes, "In general, I'm a big OPN truther, and I think that Daniel Lopatin is one of the only major electronic artists over the past 20 years that has been consistently trying to push things forward slash do different things, even if the results haven't been universally loved. I think Chuck Person's Echo Jams Volume 1 is his greatest contribution to electronic music and one of the greatest albums of all time, even if it inspired a wave of really shitty half-assed copycats. I think Lopatin's greatest strength has always been identifying really promising samples to do great sounding things with, and Echo Jams takes us to an extreme where he plays with these small little passages of music you've had stuck in your head, like it or not, just from walking around stores or listening to the radio. Replica isn't as extreme with relying on